Researchers have identified several factors that influence a premature infant's chances for survival and disability. In the study, which was supported by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, over 4,000 infants were observed by researchers. Dr. Rosemary Higgins, program officer at the NICHD Neonatal Research Network, discusses the survival and disability possibilities in low-weight infants.
This is a study that looked at the most fragile of all premature babies, those who were born between 22 and 25 weeks of pregnancy. At birth, these babies usually weigh less than 1,000 grams, or approximately 2.2 pounds. Caring for these babies in the neonatal intensive care unit is very difficult. Many will die, unfortunately, no matter what we do for them. Some will survive without any ill effects, and the remainder are in a vast gray area. They survive with some degree of disability.
According to Dr. Higgins, that disability could be lifelong and could range from minor hearing loss to blindness to cerebral palsy to profound intellectual disability. Researchers found that physicians and family members may be reluctant to expose an infant to painful life support procedures if the infant is unlikely to survive. In deciding the kind of care to provide, specialists at intensive care facilities traditionally have relied heavily on an infant's gestational age, which is the week of pregnancy a premature infant is born. Dr. Higgins lists the factors that play a role in the survival and risk of disability in low birth weight infants.
We found that 27% of these babies will survive without any ill effects on the brain or nervous system. We also found that certain other factors combined with the gestational age provided insight in how they might fare. And these factors included being female, being from a single birth rather than a multiple birth, having a higher birth weight, and if the baby's mom received steroids prior to the baby being born.
Dr. Higgins says the findings offer new information to physicians and families considering the most appropriate treatment options for this category of infants.
This information is offered as evidence to help physicians and parents make very difficult decisions. This is the largest source of information on survival of extremely low birth weight infants, and it is available on the web form. The web form can be used as a reference for outcome data for a certain set of circumstances in providing information to families. However, every baby is an individual, and deciding what kind of care to provide is best done by the family and the health care team. There's really no substitute for good medical judgment here, and all treatment decisions need to be made on a case-by-case basis. This web tool offers additional information to families and physicians who may be, unfortunately, in this situation of having to make medical decisions.
Physicians and parents may access the online tool by visiting www.nichd.nih.gov. This is Wally Akinso at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.